Thanks for checking out the latest episode of the Spencer on Sports podcast. Heard weekday afternoons from 2 to 3 on KGYM.
Tuesday's here. So is Spencer on Sports, plus the rest of our local programming here on KGYM. Hope you're well. Hope you're staying warm. 319-366-1600 as we kick things off here on this final day of January. We've made it through 31 days of the new year and a lot more to go. Not over yet. 2023 has not been good to you so far. Hopefully things get better in February. Lots to get to on the sports scene here on a Tuesday. Got some college hoops to get to. Big one down in Iowa City tonight. Hawkeyes and Wildcats of the Northwestern variety coming to Carver Hawkeye Arena for an 8 p.m. tip-off. We'll dive into that matchup coming up here in just a few moments. Also, we got to talk about what happened in Lubbock last night. Ooh, man, that was tough to watch last night. Cyclones up 23 in the second half and lose in overtime to Texas Tech. We've been saying Texas Tech, they were better than their 0-8 conference record. And, well, they proved it last night, finally getting off the schneid in Big 12 play. And, unfortunately, the first quote-unquote victim of their conference, the first team to give them a conference victory was the Cyclones and Coach T.J. Otzelberger's team. We'll dive into that a little bit coming up here in just a few. Also going to take a look at the NFL. Of course, we're in that week between the conference championships and the Super Bowl coming up in 2 weeks from this past Sunday down in Glendale. Teams starting to, you know, get ready, trying to prepare for the game. Of course, a lot of that will be done. Some done this week, some done next week with Super Bowl week, but there's a lot of distractions around that. And we'll hear from Andy Reid kind of about how the Chiefs are approaching this gap week in between the two big weekends with championship weekend and then going into Super Bowl week next week. We'll dive into that on the show today. Also, we have a schedule for the Big 12 when it comes to college football. Tell you about some of the interesting quirks. Of course, the Big 12 welcoming in those four new schools here for this season. Big expanded Big 12 once again as they still tried to they wait until Oklahoma and Texas move out of the league. Dive into that, what Iowa State's schedule looks like for the upcoming season. Some interesting games on that schedule. One unlikely non-conference opponent made me scratch my head a little bit, but hey, it's 2023. Okay. We've seen stranger things happen when it comes to teams playing in certain stadiums. We'll talk about that later on in the show. Might get to a little NBA, maybe some baseball later on in the program as well. 319-366-1600. You want to keep that number handy because we do have another opportunity to at least attempt to qualify in our KGYM Big Game House Party giveaway with our friends at Circus Sports Iowa. We went over again last night. I know Justin saw you texting in during the game last night. Justin was one of our contestants. He had Iowa State and the half a point. Bad beat with that one, with Iowa State falling, blowing that 23-point lead to Texas Tech on the road. Baylor fell a half point short of covering and making our qualifier mark a qualifier during the Todd Brommelkamp show. And then the Wolves-Kings game from last night that the gym class had. It was a pick'em. Our contestant, Gary, took the Timberwolves, and the Kings won in overtime last night. Double-double for Keegan Murray in that contest. So we were 0 for 3. That's good news for the four people that have qualified for the Big Game House Party giveaway. But we will do our best to try to add some names, add some people to the to the drawing, which is going to be a week from yesterday, February 6th, during the Todd Brommelkamp Show here on KGYM. If you're new here, you're just tuning in, you haven't been listening since we started this contest last week, or you just need a reminder, we are giving away an awesome grand prize. One winner is going to get a $500 gift card to Hy-Vee for food and beverages, so you can have a big game party to watch the game with your family and friends. You also get Circa Sports swag for your party guests, and we're going to send you out to Vegas. Three-night stay at the Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, plus $500 to use towards travel. We are picking a game. We've got a game during each of our shows this week. We did it all last week, too, and, well, we only had four qualifiers out of last week, so pretty good shot for you to get in. But we're going to give you a game with the point spread based on the Circa Sports book. And you got to pick your side. And if you are on the winning side, you'll be in the qualifier pool, which we will draw from coming up next Monday with Todd here in KGYM. So be listening. Don't call now. I'll tell you what the game is. Don't call now. Don't bother Isaac. He's busy. He's trying to figure out a bunch of different things. He's still new here. So you want to give him a little space to get things going here. But the game we are picking on our show today, big rematch in the Big 12 tonight, Kansas and Kansas State. Kansas a 7-point favorite, so we're going to give you the half point. You could either pick Kansas at -7.5 or K-State at +8.5. Don't call now, but we'll give you an opportunity to make your pick for that game coming up later on in the program. 319-366-1600. Let's dive into the world of college hoops. We'll talk a little bit about that K-State Kansas game. It's one of the, it's another game, and I don't want to relitigate this point again. But and I think just like the Iowa State Kansas game and the games we've seen on ESPN Plus this year, I think part of it is the schedule. Nobody anticipated K-State to be a top 10 team. Nobody anticipated Iowa State to be a top whatever team in the country, top 15 team in the country. So, you can kind of see that. But Kansas State, two top 10 teams. ESPN Plus tonight, 7 o'clock. Number 7, K-State. Number 8, Kansas. Got to get the streaming fired up tonight. And, again, I have ESPN Plus. A good chunk of people who do, and a good chunk of people who don't. So I don't know. I find it, it's fine if it's on streaming, but I feel like there should be a flex option, and the Big 12 does not have that. But we'll talk more about the Big 12 coming up here in just a few moments. Big one tonight in Iowa City. And, when you first saw the game on the schedule, you're like, Iowa, Northwestern, okay. It could be a decent game. Northwestern occasionally, they play teams tough regardless of what the record is. Not a lot was expected of the Wildcats this year. They were picked, 13 out of 14 in the preseason poll. Well, hey, we had to wait a little while. This game was the one postponed from January 18th, but both teams playing some pretty good basketball this season. Of course, Iowa's had a couple losses recently, losing to Ohio State on the road and then losing to Michigan State, a game they really could have had. It was right there for the taking, but did not seal that victory or lock down the win over in East Lansing, getting back on the right track with that win on Sunday against Rutgers. This Northwestern team is good, and despite losing two of their key guys from last year's team, Pete Nance transferring to North Carolina, Ryan Young going to Duke, which of course is Chris Collins' alma mater, this Northwestern team, good best stories in college basketball, at least so far through the first few months of the season, heading into the final month, alone in second place in the Big Ten, entering today, looking at the Big Ten standings, still Purdue's running away with it so far. 3-game lead on Northwestern and a 3.5-game lead on Rutgers, Indiana, and Illinois. But Northwestern, hey, they played 20 games. They're 15-5, 6-3 in league play. You look at their schedule, they've won at Indiana. They've won at Michigan State, two places where it is incredibly tough to play, let alone win games. They've beaten Illinois. They've solid wins up and down their resume. Their non-conference maybe not as strong. Looking at some of the games they played in the non-conference, Chicago State, who, by the way, Chicago State, number one play in the SportsCenter top 10. Don't think I've ever seen that before, but Northern Illinois, Georgetown, the two marquee non-conference games for Northwestern were losses, so one-point loss to Auburn, and then the blowout loss to Pittsburgh as part of the Big Ten ACC Challenge. But this team is on track right now if they keep it up, and that's one of the key points. Can they keep it up? This team's on track to do something they haven't done in quite a while, and that's make the NCAA tournament. Of course, they've only made it once before in school history, and we've learned a lot about this Northwestern team this year. That they've been answered the bell. They've turned things around. They've exceeded expectations. Now, can they sustain this in the final month, and can they win on the road? And can they close out a strong or get a strong closeout to this regular season? And for them, it really starts tonight. And that whole the whole pause for the health and safety reasons that led to the postponement of the game back at the 18th with the Hawkeyes, and then the game on the 21st against Wisconsin, which got moved back to the 23rd, just a couple days. That was a test in of itself. But they've responded, and they've rattled off three straight wins. And now for Northwestern, they're playing, six games in a two-week span. I don't have the exact figure in front of me. I apologize. But they've got to go on the road for three of the next four, and certainly not easy places to play. Now, granted, some of these teams that they're playing are not playing the best basketball right now, so maybe you'll see Northwestern favored in a good chunk of the upcoming games. But they play at Iowa tonight. They play Michigan at home on Thursday, and then road tests at Wisconsin, at Ohio State, and then back-to-back ranked games against ranked teams, with number one Purdue coming to Evanston on the 12th and number 21 Indiana on the 15th. Both those games are at home, so maybe a little home court advantage there. But this stretch here, I think, is going to tell us a lot about Northwestern. We've seen them have success in the first part of the year, but if they're really going to make a push toward a high seed in the Big Ten tournament and improve their seed line in a possible NCAA tournament berth, I think we're definitely going to learn a lot about them here in this stretch. How have they done it? Well, it's been two guys that have been leading the way for Northwestern. It's been Chase Audige, two names you've heard for Northwestern. Audige, who had 24 in a 20-point victory over Minnesota this past weekend, and then Boo Booey with 21 points in that win as well. Booey leading the team in field goals made, also is their leading free throw maker. He's made 65 on the year. Adige does really well on the defensive end, and I think especially against a team like this, you saw Iowa play well against a good defensive team in Rutgers. I think a lot of the same stuff applies here. Keeping the basketball, taking care of the basketball, securing the basketball, and finding ways to score. I think definitely going to be important. Adige, second in the league in steals. He's seventh nationally with 52. He's second in the league and fifth nationally in steals per game with just under three. So he's a very good defensive player. Adige also leading the team in three-pointers made. He's made 44 on the year. And you talk about game planning and how defense has worked well for Northwestern this year. They've kept 16 of their 20 opponents under 70 points, and they do well at forcing turnovers, like I mentioned. So Northwestern, a pretty solid defensive team. I think Iowa playing at home certainly helps them. Of course, the Hawkeyes breaking that two-game losing skid with a game against Rutgers on Sunday, that 11-point victory where you saw Chris Murray score 24. Aaron Ulis continued his strong series of games here with 16. And Tony Perkins and Connor McCaffrey each chipping in 11 in the victory. It was a day where, Philip Rabracha, who's been consistently giving you double-doubles, was not able to do that, got in foul trouble, and was not able to contribute like he normally did. I think he's a big key tonight. You got to make sure, see how he bounced back from bounces back, excuse me, from the game on Sunday. And I think you need to keep seeing a big game from Chris Murray tonight. And I think I'd like to see Aaron Ulis see if he can do it again. Of course, he had a strong game against Michigan State, and then had the 16 points against Rutgers that helped helped Iowa get that win and secure that victory over. A very good Rutgers team who, up until that loss on Sunday, you'll remember, was tied with Northwestern for second place in the Big Ten. Northwestern now all by their lonesome at number two in the league. But a win tonight for Iowa could put them into a good conversation here. If they win tonight, they would be tied with Michigan State at 6-5. And then you look at that logjam with Rutgers, Indiana, and Illinois, all 3.5 back. Essentially a half game back of third in the league, and would mean a lot to get back above 500 and continue climbing up the standings, better your chances of getting a better seed in the Big Ten tournament coming up here in a little over a month. Iowa has done well, for what it's worth, against Northwestern and Iowa City. You look at the all-time standings with the Wildcats. It has not been a fun place for Northwestern to come play basketball. 31-4 record at Carver Hawkeye Arena. Iowa's won the last eight in Iowa City, dating back to 2013. The Hawkeyes 71-18 versus Northwestern in Iowa City all time. So they've had home success, and they are looking to continue that run of success tonight as they host the Wildcats. It's an 8 p.m. start time tonight, and you can watch it on BTN. It is also Chris Street Remembrance Night. Of course, this game was supposed to be played on the 18th, the day before the 30th anniversary of Chris Street's passing. So they are going to have that Chris Street Remembrance Night tonight, according to the University of Iowa, as they play that game tonight at 8 o'clock. You can answer in our poll question at KGYMRadio.com. It has to do with the game tonight. Is Iowa 7 points better than Northwestern tonight at Carver Hawkeye Arena? Yes, no, but Iowa wins, or no, the Wildcats pull off an upset. You could vote with one of those options at KGYMRadio.com, courtesy of Hawkeye Title and Settlement. Hawkeyes were a 7-point favorite over the Wildcats, courtesy of Circus Sports, earlier this afternoon. And that is the basis for that poll question at KGYMRadio.com. 2:22, we'll take another quick timeout, or we'll take our first timeout of the show today. And on the other side, a little bit more college basketball news and notes. Take a look at what happened in Lubbock last night. A really, really tough loss for Iowa State and their fans to handle, losing to Texas Tech after a big lead early on in that game. We'll talk about that. Take a look at some other headlines in the world of college hoops as well. It's Spencer on Sports for a Tuesday on the Gym.
Eastern Iowa weather on the Gym.
I'm Kason Ferris with a check of your weather first forecast. For your Tuesday afternoon, expect mostly sunny skies with temperatures reaching in the upper single digits and lower teens. However, wind chills during this time will be into the single digits and possibly below zero. As we head towards Tuesday night, chilly conditions are expected. Temperatures will be dropping down into the single digits under a clear sky, with wind chill values likely below zero. For your Wednesday, temperatures will be a bit warmer and back near normal, with sunny skies, temperatures reaching into the mid-20s. And that was a check of your Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
The Gym is teaming up with Circa Sports Iowa to make your big game party one you'll never forget. With $500 worth of food and beverages from Hy-Vee, Circa Sports swag for you and your guests, and to top it all off, a trip to Vegas.
It's KGYM's Big Game House Party.
Listen to our local programming weekdays from 2 to 6 to play. We'll throw out a daily game from the Circa Sportsbook and let you pick the winner. If your team wins, you'll be in the running to win a party package from Circa Sports Iowa, including a $500 Hy-Vee gift card. But that's not all. You'll also head to Las Vegas to enjoy a three-night stay at the Circa Hotel, along with $500 in travel funds.
That's what I'm talking about.
Must be 21 and up to play. Travel package must be used within 6 months. Some blackout dates may apply.
It's KGYM's Big Game House Party. Listen to play. Pick your winning team.
Move on to the finals and find out if you're the grand prize winner during the Todd Brommelkamp Show on Monday, February 6th.
Brought to you by Circa Sports Iowa and The Gym. See contest rules at KGYMRadio.com.
For people trying to recover from opioid use disorder,
it's hard to know where to begin. At iowaopioidhelp.com, you'll find resources near you for proven treatment and a road back to your old self. Because opioid addiction is not a character flaw, it's an illness. If you or a loved one is struggling with opioid use disorder, visit iowaopioidhelp.com today. Start here. Start healing. Sponsored by the Iowa Attorney General's Office and the Iowa Broadcasters Association in cooperation with this station.
Working out has been proven to increase your self-esteem, help with depression, anxiety, and stress. At the MAC, we care about you as a person. That's why we have personal trainers you can connect with, group exercise classes so you don't feel alone, saunas to help you relax, and many more amenities.
This year, I'm doing it for me.
This year, I'm joining the MAC for me.
To see everything the MAC has to offer, go to jointhe-mac.com. That's jointhe-mac.com.
When you buy your own health insurance, you deserve a doctor who's your biggest champion and coverage you can be confident in. And with new Wellmark health insurance plans featuring Unity Point Health, that's what you can expect. These plans help you build a relationship with your Unity Point Health primary care providers and network partners, starting with free preventive and virtual care, plus low copays for primary care with a doctor who always has your back. Connect with an agent to help you enroll at wellmark.com/UPH.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
All right, back at it with you at 2:26 for this final January day of 2023. It's Spencer at Sports here at KGYM, 319-366-1600. Talk text line open for you here this afternoon. Love to hear your thoughts on college basketball, NFL, NBA, anything that's on your mind, within reason. Love to hear from you on the talker text line here this afternoon. Gym class coming up between 3 and 4. Todd Brommelkamp show on the way between 4 and 6. Aside from Iowa and Northwestern tonight, a couple other Big Ten games, Illinois and Nebraska. Illinois 6-4, 15-6. Nebraska 3-8. And 10 and 12, I checked at Circa, Illinois, a sizable favorite, I believe. I didn't write it down. Pro tip, if you're doing a radio show, which I know so many of you are out there, write down things you want to remember. Saw Illinois, I believe it was a 14.5-point favorite at Circa over Nebraska. And what should be a pretty good one tonight, 8 o'clock on ESPN2, Indiana, who's red hot, taking on a Maryland team that... Yeah, they're 5-5 overall, or 5-5 in conference, 14-7 the overall standings. But they are 11-1 at home. They don't lose at home. It's rare for the Terps to lose at home. Indiana is 3-4 on the road. Something's got to give tonight. Hoosiers winning streak or Maryland's home streak. We'll see. But the Hoosiers traveling to the home of the Terps tonight for an 8 o'clock start on ESPN2. Last night in the Big 12, Justin, I saw you checking in on the text line. Man, it felt like such a sure thing for the KGYM Big Game House Party giveaway, but then it wasn't. It felt like such a sure thing, especially with a 23-point lead with 12:36 left. Put it on cruise control, guard the basketball, hold on to the ball, make your free throws, get good shots, and you win the game. Sounds simple enough, right? Well, as we know, the Big 12 is anything but simple enough. Iowa State losing in overtime, 80-77 to Texas Tech. The Red Raiders getting their first conference win at the hands of the Cyclones last night, spoiling a solid performance from Caleb Grill, who clearly he's still not watching the game last night. He's still putting the back pad on. He's clearly not fully healthy, dealing with that back injury, but eight three-pointers, 8 of 12 from long distance, 24 points, a new career high for Caleb Grill last night. Gabe Kalscher didn't make a three, but was 8 of 19 from the floor, scored 19 points, and a solid night. There were some turnovers, was some hesitancy if you watch that game from Taman Lipsey. Looked like a freshman at points in that second half, especially when Texas Tech was making a run. Lipsey, 11 points, 5 rebounds, and 4 assists for Iowa State in the loss. Kevin O'Banner, 24 points and 13 rebounds for the Red Raiders as they pulled out the victory. Davion Hamilton, 16 and 5, 16 points, 5 assists, and Jalen Tyson added 11 points and 9 rebounds in the win for Texas Tech. Big key in that second half was turnovers, 17 total for Iowa State in the game. 14 of them were in the second half, and Texas Tech totaled 22 points off of 17 turnovers. Another big red buzzer siren going off for Iowa State in that second half was made just one field goal in the final 10 minutes of regulation. Not going to win you many games when you're turning the ball over, you can't make a shot. The last two possessions, especially Iowa State still down one, just not getting the shot they wanted. A contested three was their option. Probably not what they drew up, obviously, but would have liked to seen something different there from the Cyclones at the end. But Iowa State falling, and really, you know, you think about it, really just kind of a perfect storm for Iowa State in that game, just in that scenario, playing on Saturday, going to Missouri, playing on Saturday, losing a tough road game, going back to Ames for basically the night, then traveling down to Lubbock, playing two games in less than 48 hours. Now, obviously, you don't want to make excuses, and that's part of the college you know, basketball life. But it's just a tough scenario to be in if you're Iowa State. They do get some time off. That's the good news if you're a Cyclone back or your team. Obviously, two losses isn't the end of the world. Still high up in the Big 12 standings. The loss putting them game back of first. Texas now in first. They had that logjam of K-State, Iowa State, and Texas all tied for first after this past weekend. Texas beat Baylor last night, so Texas now a half game up on Kansas State and a game up on Iowa State. Texas at 7-2, K-State at 6-2, Iowa State at 6-3. In the Big 12. And, don't look now. TCU, they're a game and a half back. Kansas, who I mentioned is playing K-State tonight, game and a half back. And even Baylor, despite their loss to Texas last night, Baylor's still two games out of first in the Big 12. And even Texas Tech. I'm not sitting here saying Texas Tech is going to win the Big 12. That's not what I'm saying. But Texas Tech is still six games out. Just six games out in the Big 12 standings here. Not saying they're going to win it. That's not what I'm getting at. I don't foresee a big turnaround for the Red Raiders, but they're too competitive, especially at home, to go 0-for. And just last night, perfect storm. Cyclones falling to Texas Tech. They will get Kansas. Now, we'll see how that Kansas State game plays out tonight. Maybe can K-State, I mean, it's a tall task for K-State to pull the sweep, especially going into Lawrence, a place they haven't won since 2006. Remember 2006? Yeah, that was a long time ago. And K-State has not won in Lawrence since all the way back in 06. They've got the talent to do it. I just think you talk about a perfect storm. I think for Kansas State, I think Kansas might get the revenge tonight with that. So we'll see. You know, maybe Kansas is coming in off a loss. K-State pulls the upset tonight. We'll see what happens. But Iowa State does get another shot at Kansas, who they played tough down in Lawrence. That'll be in Ames. That'll be a showcase game coming up this weekend. It is an 11 a.m. Start time over at Hilton Coliseum. The other game tonight, or the other Big 12 game tonight, is TCU hosting West Virginia. The only other top 25 action last night was Virginia coming back to beat Syracuse 67-62. Top 25 action tonight, aside from the Big 10 and Big 12 games that we mentioned before. Pardon me, you got number 4 Alabama hosting Vanderbilt. Also Clemson making the way to Boston College. San Diego State at Nevada. Miami of Florida hosting Virginia Tech. And UConn is heading to DePaul in Big East action. That is the men's top 25 side of things for tonight. One other piece of news from the college hoops world, in case you missed it, the Men's and Women's Wooden Award Late Season Top 20 was announced yesterday, and no surprise that obviously some of the best players in the nation are on this list. That's, you know, the whole premise of the Wooden Award, which is given to the best college basketball player in the country. Iowa's Chris Murray among the late season top 20 on the men's side, joining a number of different names. So you're not surprised to see names on there like Armando Bacot and Zach Edey and Kyle Filipowski from Duke, Trace Jackson Davis, Jaime Jaquez from UCLA, Jalen Pickett from Penn State, Marquise Noel from Kansas State, Drew Timmy from Gonzaga, Oscar Tshiebwe on the list as well. Not surprised to see any of them on there, and you're certainly not surprised to see Chris Murray on that list. Again, the Wooden Award late season top 20. On the women's side, no surprise to see Caitlin Clark and Monica Sinano from the Hawkeyes on the Women's Wooden Award late season top 20. Also, Ashley Jones from Iowa State on that list as well. Those top 20 lists were put out late in the day yesterday after we had left the airwaves. All right, before we get to our next timeout, let's give you a chance to make your pick in the Big Game House Party giveaway with Circa Sports Iowa. Again, our game is the aforementioned Kansas State game. When we decided we're going to do this game, the line was a 7-point favorite for Kansas State, or in favor of Kansas, pardon me. So let's give you the half point. 319-366-1600. Kansas, if you're taking them, you are giving 7.5. If you are rolling with the Wildcats to pull the upset, it is plus 8.5. So you can either take Kansas minus 7.5 or Kansas State plus 8.5 for tonight's contest in Lawrence. 319-366-1600. Looks like Isaac has the random caller on the line. So we will wait and see who our next contestant is. Again, only 4 qualifiers in the contest so far for that awesome prize, series of prizes, the grand prize from our friends at Circa Sports. So good luck. 2 more opportunities to pick games with the gym class and with Todd later on this afternoon. So be listening there. If you want full details about the contest, you can head to our website at kgymradio.com. 2:37. We'll take a quick timeout and talk some football on the other side. Spencer on Sports in the gym.
Need to update your furniture? Menards has the furniture you need in stock. Plus, you get a free rug. That's right. Buy any upholstered living room furniture at $299 or more and get a free 5x7 area rug. That's $149.99 in savings. Need a new chair? How about a sectional, a new recliner, or love seat? Buy one today, get a free rug. Hurry up. Get to Menards before they're gone. In-store only while supplies last.
Save big money at Menards.
Having an emergency fund can help you cover an unexpected expense, like cleaning up and rebuilding after a bad storm. At DePaco Credit Union, we've got the right tools and resources to get you on your feet. We want our members to feel the comfort that a life emergency won't become a financial emergency. DePaco cares about your financial well-being. When our members love life, it makes a brighter community for all. DePaco can help you. Be well. Learn more at DePaco.com/bewell. Federally insured by NCUA.
No big game celebration is complete without a game of squares. Circa Sports Iowa now offers Circa Squares bets. Everyone who has played squares knows the pain of pulling terrible numbers. With Circa Squares, instead of randomly pulling numbers, choose your square and choose which numbers you get. With a minimum bet of $1 and a maximum payout of $100,000, it's easier than ever. Download the Circa Sports app today to place your Circa Squares bets. For more information, visit CircaSports.com.
Must be 21 or older and present in Iowa to wager. If you or someone you know needs gambling treatment, call or visit 1-800-BETS. That's off.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
When you need auto parts, O'ReillyAuto.com is just a few clicks away. We offer convenient options for you to get your parts quickly. Order online and pick up for free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. We'll even bring it out curbside. Or you can have your parts delivered right to your door with free shipping on most orders over $35. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
Chris, this needs to go to Parkville by 3.
Joy to the holiday packages that keep coming at Jimenez Couriers.
Coming your way, but the drop-off location is changing.
She needs delivery drivers with the gift of punctuality.
Anyone looking to pick up some overtime? Anyone?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Just like that, we're back at 2:39, moments away from 2:40. Spencer at Sports for a Tuesday. Here at KGYM, we send our good luck to Scott from Cedar Rapids, who is rolling with the Jayhawks tonight and the 7.5. All right, good luck, Scott. Scott from Cedar Rapids. I'm assuming not Scott Unash. I know it's not Scott Unash. Scott in Cedar Rapids taking Kansas and the 7.5. All right, writing that down here, -7.5. All right, very good. Good luck to Scott. See if he can join our qualifiers tonight. Again, Kansas and Kansas State from Lawrence tonight. As things keep rolling along here in the Big 12. 319-366-1600. Speaking of the Big 12, before we dive into a little NFL here today, the Big 12 football schedule finally out. Are they the last one? The ACC just put theirs out yesterday. Still waiting on Big 12. We got the Pac-12. We got the Big 10. I think we got everybody. SEC was out a while ago, too, at least I think. I could be wrong on that, but Big 12 finally out with their football schedule, and, it's going to be an interesting interesting year for the Big 12. Of course, they are bringing in four new teams, BYU, Cincinnati, Houston, and UCF. Of course, it's going to be just temporary before Texas and Oklahoma leave for the SEC. So you're going to see some new faces on the schedule here for 2023. Iowa State putting out their schedule in a release. They only get two of the four newcomers to start. The two games, they're both on the road, too. So if you're hoping, and I know you were all hoping, Cyclone fans, to get UCF, the Knights, the Citronauts, to come to Ames, Iowa in December or late November. Sorry, you'll have to wait for another year. But the two games against the two newcomers that Iowa State does get, they will play at Cincinnati. Of course, Cincinnati undergoing some transition without Luke Fickell, majority of his staff now in Madison, coaching Wisconsin. But Iowa State will play at Cincinnati on October 14th. Also, they will head to BYU on November 11th. So at BYU and at Cincinnati, two of the newcomers. I have to wait for next year to get one of the newcomers to Ames, it looks like. Look for 2024. Cyclones open with two home games. Actually, three of their first four are at home. Northern Iowa starts things off on September 2nd. The Cy-Hawk game with the Hawkeyes is on September 9th. Kind of a curious road affair. Don't usually see this, although you think of Matt Campbell's ties to the state of Ohio. You might understand it a little bit, but Iowa State, the Cyclones from the Big 12, heading to play at the University, or at Ohio University, not the University of Ohio, Ohio University in Athens, playing at a MAC team on September 16th. So you can imagine Athens is going to be rocking for that one on the 16th. Big 12 play starts on September 23rd. The Cowboys of Oklahoma State come to town on the 23rd. Iowa State will head down to Norman the week after to play the Sooners. TCU coming to town October 7th. And then I mentioned at Cincinnati on October 14th. October 28th, the game at Baylor. November 4th, Kansas is in town for homecoming. That game at BYU on November 11th. Texas comes to town November 18th. I'm sure the atmosphere will be totally subdued. Not raucous at all for senior night in Ames with Texas, who's leaving for the SEC. totally not subdued, or totally not raucous at all. No one will be doing the horns down. Bold prediction. totally tongue-in-cheek there. Texas coming to town probably for the last time on the 18th, and then wrapping up the year at the defending Big 12 champion, Kansas State, on November 25th. So, interesting schedule. Of course, Iowa game over in Ames. TCU going to look different this year. Going to see how Kansas is going to be this year of the Lance Leipold era, and then that Texas game. Certainly going to be one to watch, and those two newcomer games at Cincinnati and at BYU. See how Iowa State can compete against the new guys. Someone did all the tracking for us, but this is from Ross Dellinger from Sports Illustrated. He was doing some analysis of the Big 12 schedule. Ross Dellinger saying that the Big 12, obviously with Texas and Oklahoma leaving, probably not all that happy about it. And you can imagine the schedule makers, if there are any, or maybe it's just a computer spitting it out, but I digress, gave some interesting things to Texas and Oklahoma this year. Texas has to play a game at Houston. Texas at Houston. That is going to be one of those get-your-popcorn-ready type of games. Also, Oklahoma getting three of the four new members on their schedule, two of them on the road, and that features a trip to Utah to face BYU in mid-November. So good luck. We appreciate your membership, Texas and Oklahoma. Here, Longhorns, you get to play a game against Houston, at Houston. Gotta love it. Kansas also playing Illinois, for what it's worth, if you're curious about some of the other quirks on the schedule. K-State, UCF, out in Manhattan. That's going to be an interesting one for sure. Oklahoma has to play at Cincinnati, one of those games they have to play on the road. Yeah. Texas and Alabama, week two. That's going to be one of those fun games to watch on the early season. Texas and Bama. We got it earlier this year. Texas almost pulled off the upset, of course, but fell ever so short down in Austin. 319-366-1600. NFL, everybody still looking ahead. Of course, we got the Pro Bowl games this weekend, but Super Bowl 57 coming up on the 12th in Glendale as the Eagles take on the Chiefs. And Andy Reid, the head coach of the Chiefs, was part of a initial press conference leading up to Super Bowl week and talked about facing his former team, one of those big storylines you're going to keep hearing about heading into Super Bowl week.
They're a really good football team. I think that's where the energy goes, because really when it's kickoff, it's you're playing that team. It's the players that you're going against and the coaches. And so the uniform, that's not where your mind's at. Your mind's at making sure you have a solid game plan and that you come out and you can perform. I mean, that's to the best of our ability. That's, I think, where the major focus goes. You try to, and it doesn't matter who you're playing, you try to blank out all the hype that goes with the game. It's a pretty big game, man. I mean, it's the Super Bowl. So, but you try to blank that out and make sure that you're getting the game plan, what really matters, together.
Speaking of the game plan, Andy Reid revealing that a lot of the game planning and prepping for the actual game itself is actually going to be done this week as opposed to next for the Chiefs specifically. He explained why that is.
I think it's important. I think before you get down to Arizona with the distractions and the different events that go on, you'd like to at least have the base part in where you've got a good foundation of the game plan. If you have to tweak it here or there, you can do that. But you really, while it's relatively calm here and normal, then let's get it done. I mean, it's really that simple.
Chiefs head coach Andy Reid is speaking in a press conference, a Zoom press conference yesterday, talking about the early stages of prep for the big game coming up in a couple weeks. Of course, one of the other big stories in the NFL is Brock Purdy, his elbow injury. Purdy completing four passes for just 23 yards in the loss in the NFC Championship game, suffering a torn UCL in his throwing elbow. Sources saying he is expected to miss 6 months. What's the latest on this, and what does it mean for the 49ers quarterback situation? ESPN's Adam Schefter weighed in on that recently, courtesy of ESPN Radio.
When he initially suffered the injury, they were hoping that it was just a sprained UCL that would require 6 weeks of rest. But the test today showed a tear of the UCL, and it's a situation now where 49ers doctors are recommending that he has surgery. Now, before he has surgery, Brock Purdy wants to explore other medical opinions before he has to do that, but it certainly sounds like he's on track to have this repaired. And if and when that is repaired surgically, he would be sidelined the 6 months. Now, you think about the 49ers quarterback situation. Brock Purdy is out 6 months. Jimmy Garoppolo is coming off the broken foot and is a free agent. Trey Lance is coming off a fractured fibula with two ankle surgeries. And so a team that just went through so many quarterbacks now has major quarterback questions going into the 2023 season. You could name about five different quarterbacks that could wind up being the starting quarterback on opening day, and any one of them might have just as good a chance as the other of actually doing it.
ESPN's Adam Schefter reporting on the Brock Purdy injury situation and a little bit about what the 49ers might be looking at for the upcoming training camp and into the 2023 season. Did see earlier today Trey Lance saying he is expected to, or he's expecting himself to be ready to go ahead of camp. So at least maybe a piece of the puzzle solved there, but certainly going to be interesting to watch what happens with San Francisco. ESPN and NFL media as well reporting that if Brock Purdy, I don't know how his name escaped me there, but Brock Purdy, if he does need surgery to repair the elbow, he would be ready around the start of training camp this summer. Of course, his loss, his exiting of the game, his inability to throw, obviously playing a big impact in how that game played out, with Philly winning 31-7 in the NFC Championship game this past weekend. 319-366-1600 coming up on 252. Another quick 60-second timeout, quick look at the NBA, and we'll wrap up the show after this here in the gym.
Wendy's homestyle French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me, did you just say Wendy's French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Let me guess. Unknown caller? You could reduce the number of unwanted calls and emails with online privacy protection. The latest innovation from Discover. We'll help regularly remove your personal info, like your name and address, from 10 popular people search websites that could sell your data. And we'll do it for free. Activate in the Discover app. See terms and learn more at discover.com/online privacy protection.
Back at 252, Spencer on Sports. Winding down here on a Tuesday at 319-366-1600. Gym class coming up between 3 and 4, and the Todd Brommelkamp Show on the way between 4 and 6. Be sure to listen all this week between 4 and 6. Todd has a chance to win a $50 gift card to Hertine and Stocker Jewelers on the Ped Mall in downtown Iowa City. Your chance to win that and another chance to play in the Big Game House Party giveaway with Circa Sports coming up between 4 and 6 with Todd today here on KGYM. 319-366-1600. NBA from last night, an overtime game between the Sacramento Kings and the Minnesota Timberwolves, leading to the Kings getting an overtime win, 118-111 over the Timberwolves. Of course, these teams playing a back-to-back. They played Saturday night and then played again last night. Luka Garza did not play for the Timberwolves, who got 33 points from Anthony Edwards. Keegan Murray did play for the Kings in that game, 13 points and 13 rebounds. Double-double for Keegan as the Kings win 118-111 last night. Orlando beating Philly 119-109. Philly blowing a big lead in that one. Paolo Banchero with 29 points and 8 rebounds, outdueling Joel Embiid, who had 30 and 11. Lakers losing to Brooklyn 121-104. LeBron still chasing Kareem to be the all-time points scorer in the NBA. Some thought that it could happen, and I don't believe the NBA is scripted, but I don't know how you write a better script than possibility of LeBron breaking the record in Milwaukee coming up on February 9th. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, former Milwaukee Buck, former Laker. Yeah, can't write a better script than that, certainly, but didn't do it last night. Lakers losing to Brooklyn 121-104. Golden State, a winner over Oklahoma City, 38-12 for Steph in a 128-120 win. Dallas getting a big night from Luka, 53 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists in a 111-105 victory for the Mavs. And how about this? The crazy stat of the night. We already remembered 2006 on the show today. Where were you in December of 1999? I don't know. I mean, I was 9, so probably not paying attention to Washington Wizards basketball, but the Wizards did something that they hadn't done since December of 99 last night. They won in San Antonio. They had not won in San Antonio in 8,451 days since December of 1999, and they got a win last night. The Spurs reeling this year, not playing very good basketball. The Wizards actually not playing all that bad. Washington winning 127-106. They had lost 22 straight to the Spurs. But not anymore. Nobody beats the Washington Wizards 23 straight times and lives to tell about it, I guess. I'm not a Wizards fan in the slightest, but that's probably what they're saying today in the Washington Wizards circles. Pretty light night in the NBA. Speaking of the Lakers, they've got the Knicks tonight on national TV, Denver and the Pelicans tonight. Bucks are in action against the Charlotte Hornets, as are the Bulls taking on the Los Angeles Clippers tonight as well. That'll wrap it up for us on the show today. Stay tuned for the Gym Class special guest joining them. Lisa Bluter, head coach of the Iowa women's basketball team, will join Scott and Mark coming up just after top of the hour. So hear from Lisa Bluter on the show today. Also KJ Pilcher talking wrestling, and Chad Lystico will join Todd Brommelkamp today just after 4:30 to talk some Hawkeye sports right here on KGYM. We've got the Cyclones Coaches Corner show tonight at 6:30, courtesy of Learfield. Have a great rest of your day. We are back tomorrow right here on the Gym.